Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak, speak, speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, A Glimpse into Heaven.
Speak the word.
We're going to start today with the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 2-3. And I'm going to read this from the Voice translation. It says that Jesus told His disciples in verse 1, "Don't get lost in despair. Believe in God and keep on believing in Me." In verse 2, it says, "My Father's home is designed to accommodate all of you. If there were not room for everyone, I would have told you that." He said that Jesus said, "I'm going to make arrangements for your travel." And He says, "I will be there." Jesus said that He's going to be there to greet us personally. Think about that. And welcome you home where we'll all be together. In the New King James says, "Let not your heart be troubled. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." And Jesus says, "I go to prepare a place for you." You know, and Peter talks about your inheritance in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. In verse 1, it says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation." I'm going to say that again. Now, praise God, we live with great expectation. In verse 6, "So be truly glad." He says, and I capitalize that, "to be truly glad, be excited, be happy that there is a wonderful day ahead, even though you must endure many trials while you're here on this earth." Yes, friends, there will be many tests and going to be many trials, but I thank God, and you should too, that He knew this. He knew that we were going to experience trials and tribulations. He said we were. And we need to be thankful that our Father has equipped us to be overcomers and to be the one who gets the victory. We need to be the ones that's victorious, the ones that get the victory. We are not the ones to get defeated. He tells you in Romans 8:37 that we are more than overcomers, not just overcomers, but we're more than overcomers. And I want to say too, I'm reading a lot of scriptures today, and I usually read a lot of scriptures anyway in my messages, but I'm purposely reading a lot of scriptures today because I would like for you to write these scriptures down, because a lot of people have questions. I have a lot of people ask me questions from time to time about heaven and about when Jesus is coming and what He's doing and all this stuff. And I don't have all the answers, but I can give you the scriptures and the answers that the Lord has given us in His Word. So that's why I'm doing my best to give you all lots and lots of scriptures today so that it will back up what I'm saying. I don't ever want to teach or preach God's Word without backing it up with His Word. I always want to do what the Holy Spirit is impressing upon me to say and to do, because I really rely heavily on the help of the Holy Spirit, because without the Holy Spirit's help, I really couldn't even stand up here and do what I'm doing today. But I'm so thankful that I don't have to be without Him, you know, because He says He'll never leave me nor forsake me, that He'll be with me, and forever. You know, and we just need to keep in mind that we are soldiers. Friends, we are soldiers in God's army, and we're headed home, praise God. But I want to say this too, with all the stuff that's going on in the world today and around us, and yes, we are soldiers, but we really need to start standing, you know, making a stand for Jesus and what we believe in, and recognize and let people, other people see that we are soldiers of Christ, and not be ashamed of the fact that we are soldiers of Christ, but be thankful that God has chosen us to be His soldiers. You know, I recently read this story about this pastor that was afraid of dying. There's a lot of people out here today that might be afraid of dying. And it says, so he couldn't really minister to those who were facing that prospect. In other words, he couldn't really minister like he would like to a person maybe that said had a few days to live, or were, you know, in the hospital dying or whatever. He didn't really know, because of his fear of death, you know, he really couldn't minister to them the way he would like to. But, you know, it says that eventually he moved from the area where he had lived and ministered for most of his adult life. And when all the furniture and boxes had been placed in the moving van, he said he lingered. They said he lingered in the home where his children had been born and where they had grown up, and where he had enjoyed many blessed hours of communion with the Lord. And it says, and just as they were finishing up, just as the movers were beginning to finish up, a close acquaintance, a friend of his who had been helping him with the packing, came and tapped him on the shoulder. And he said, Pastor, he said, come with us. He says, your new home is better than this one. And I capitalized all of that because it's so important for us to realize, some of you listening today have probably been given a negative, not a good diagnosis. But I pray that whatever it is, that will be extended and your life will be extended. But when you and I, when we both go home, I want to go home healthy. You don't have to be sick to go home. I had somebody ask me one time, well, if you don't get sick, how are you going to go home? You can just lay down and go to sleep or whatever. You know, you don't have to be sick. As a matter of fact, you can get well and then go home, I think would be better. But he said, you know, your new home, and I want to say this to you too, your new home and my new home is better than the one we're living in now. Some of us live in bigger homes and nicer homes than others, but we all have a home, and a home is really the definition for a home, as far as I can see, is where you bring your family up, no matter how small or how large it is. It's a place where you have your family. That's a place where you have your children. That's a place where you make memories and all of this. So it really is not important how large or where it's located. What's important here is that this is where you have your family, and this is where your friends come, and this is where you're happy. This is where you're making memories. The friend said, the friend didn't know it at the time that had told the pastor this. The friend didn't know it at the time, but he had preached a powerful sermon. Think about that. You know, brothers and sisters, we will all be taking that trip one day, all of us. And thank God there is a blessed home waiting on the children of God that is far better than anything, no matter where you live and how much money you've got or what it costs. When we go to heaven, the place that we're going to have is far better than anything down here. Heaven is a genuine place, and heaven is as real as this place that you are in today or that I'm in. I realize that a lot of people think that the Bible and the words are myth, but they're not myth. All these words were inspired by the Holy Spirit, and every one of them, they're not myths. God said His words have been settled in heaven, and it tells us in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and He is the Word. You know, and it also says there that Jesus was made flesh and dwelt among us. And, you know, I was thinking about that this morning as I was driving into work. I was thinking about how Jesus was made the Word and He dwelt among us. You know, there's a verse in Psalms where it says that He sent His Word and it healed us and removed all destructions from our body. You know, and I'm so thankful for that, because as I was driving, I was thinking, well, Lord, You said You sent Your Word and it healed me and removed all destruction from my body. So what You're really saying is You sent Jesus, because Jesus is with the Word. He is the Word, because the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're one. You know, so heaven is a glorious place.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to take a moment to tell you just how much you mean to me and Speak the Word Ministry. Truly, you're not just listeners. You are family. And I thank God for you every single day. And everything we do through this ministry is to make sure that the Word of God reaches as many hearts as possible. Because of your prayers and your support, we're able to bring Speak the Word across the radio waves into homes and places where people may feel alone or forgotten. And yet, when they hear the Word, everything changes. But there's so much more that we believe God is calling us to do. We want to expand to more radio stations across the country, to reach more lives, to make sure that no one is without hope, without truth, and without the power of God's Word. So today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with Speak the Word Ministry. Friends, if this ministry is a blessing to you, would you help us take it further and consider giving a donation of any amount by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Friends, thank you for standing with us, and thank you for believing in this mission at Speak the Word. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.